Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you good for this April 14th, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Sun's shining. What's not to be good about it, right?
Yeah, it's good out there. It's beautiful outside.
I came in short sleeves.
We got the band back together. I'm in shorts, sneakers, and a short sleeve shirt, which may not do well on Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can try that for Monday morning. See how that goes.
I might.
You
just
could.
Just out of
it's warm in here.
Sheer stubbornness with Mother Nature.
Whoever comes in with you Monday morning, Melissa and Beth. Yeah, you'll be like sitting there in shorts with a lap blanket.
Yes. but my pride will be in check. I showed you Mother Nature as I get more frostbite in my body.
Well.
We're going to have fun this morning. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that, seeing what's not only going on with Friday, but Saturday and Sunday as well. That should be fun. A little bit later, we've got some interesting stuff. We got four things you should do if you've been putting off a task. But you know what? You can put those four things off. Don't worry about
it. Put them on a list.
That doesn't really help much. We're going to get into that a little bit later. New car smell and what that can be, a new study found that might be causing. A study found new car smell may cause cancer.
And interesting.
That seems like a pretty heavy one right there. I want to get into that. And I don't want to be one of those, like, I hate on the national news. Something in your house might kill you. Find out at 10:30. It's 9 o'clock. What are you doing to me? Just tell me
now. And then
now.
You're like, only one thing in my house might kill me?
Yeah. Like, you're sitting there on your couch the rest of the, like, until for the next hour and everything, not wanting to touch
anything.
And
then you fall asleep at 10:01.
Yeah, yes, of course. Oh, that, exactly. Nice. Yes.
And no DVR.
We'll get into that a little bit later. 8 o'clock hour, jam-packed. We will have fun with Misty's. We'll get an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We're going to put Paul to the ringer here. We're going to find out what's going on this weekend.
Well, yeah, what is going on?
We've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where we celebrate the whole weekend long. It's going to be fun. And a little after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We've got a great one lined up for you today. It is a different genre. It's a different thing. I don't think we've ever done before.
I know. I was thinking about that. That's why I was like, this is a good choice.
Can I say where it came from?
Because
Terry messaged me last night with it. And I saw it and I'm like, oh, that's perfect. It's funny.
And I'll tell you the why after we review.
I look forward to that. That'll be great. We've got all that coming up. We're going to get you some free Culver's in the 8 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. Big shout out and good morning to our friends at Culver's. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off a little bit of entertainment news, some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. And that includes, of course, some local good stories of the day. A new feature that we are going to have as a part of our good stories as we wrap up every single show that we do here. We're going to make sure to leave you on a positive note. We're going to leave you on at least looking at your world maybe a little differently or taking it in a little differently. I think that one of the greatest things you can do in life is try to learn something or try to grow every day. It's one of my favorite things about life. I love learning. I like getting better. I don't mind being wrong because I learn. And it's one of those things that I've really enjoyed.
And we control our own perspective, right?
Yes.
I mean, so that's not always easy. I'm not suggesting that because sometimes that can be really difficult. But you know, let's leave with a good outlook on the day.
He's a sports writer mainly, but you could put a microphone in front of him, ask him any question, and he would be able to answer it. Bomani Jones to me is one of the smartest minds, not just in sports, but in just journalism today. And he had a quote late last night that I heard that has been and stuck with me. There's nothing noble in being unforgiving. And I don't have a whole lot of unforgiveness in me. I don't have a whole lot of those things. But that phrase just really stuck me. Just really, there's something about that.
That's good.
There's something about letting go. There's something about moving on. There's something about those things that just, to me, is, again, a big part of life.
Well, don't you think we're taught pretty early from whoever our influences are? Could be parents, could be your religion, could be, you know, any other role model that you have. Mm-hmm. But we are taught pretty early the importance of forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, different people's ability to give it is different
for whatever reason. Yeah,
But that's a pretty powerful.
And I bring this up in part because I think that's just an impactful quote. I hope to have this quote of the day kind of thing we do, and you know, hopefully somebody else enjoyed that as well. But also I extend forgiveness to the city of New York.
Wow. How? What's happening?
Yeah. Well, they did. They hired a rat czar. They hired a rat czar over there. And obviously, they need it over there. They need a rat czar. We are the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. The Rafters.
That is a good point.
Roscoe P. Rat
There's
is our
probably
mascot.
Probably some descendants of Roscoe.
Roscoe has done right by this community. How many kids have laughed and enjoyed taking pictures
of
Roscoe?
How many kids have run away from him?
How many kids have run away from Roscoe? Maybe a little even. Maybe a little even numbers there. I'm not sure. But I can't just sit here and, you know, all the headlines, all the big news outlets and everything covering this story. And we can't. I mean.
So if you are the rat czar.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, yeah, she's a former educator too. Like that tells you something of how hard the education industry is. And you'd rather take on rats than try to survive.
So, I clearly have missed this. This is in the news.
Yeah, yeah.
She is a
lady who I want to see if I can get. Her.
I mean, the goal is eradication of the rats.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes.
And how is that happening?
Kathleen Cordy, the mayor's new hire, will be known as the Director of Rodent Mitigation. Cordy is tasked with battling the potentially millions of rats lurking in the myriad urban nooks and crannies, subway tunnels, and empty lots.
I'm just getting a visual of this woman in like a power suit walking around with a pellet gun.
Yeah, that's all. She saves the budget by just taking care of it herself. She's just bopping around.
That's kind of that's the visual I'm getting.
I want her dressed like Clint Eastwood.
No way. I want her in a suit, like a power suit.
Oh, I like that.
And heel, stilettos, you know?
Yeah, that works. Roscoe is safe. We are not going to let anything happen.
Well, yeah, she's
Roscoe.
Not allowed to. Her passport doesn't allow her to come here, right? We got to keep her out of town.
I mentioned earlier that we want to wrap up every show with some good stories of the day, some local good stuff. There isn't much better good stuff going on than with our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, let's get into some of the things that we can talk about with that. I know that we are getting closer and closer to to tax day. My Free Taxes is still available to people out there.
Yes. So tax day, I'm told, is the 18th because of something on the 17th. I don't know what it is because, we originally thought it was 17th. But anyway, you can file your taxes with My Free Taxes for free on our website. So if you have not, if you possibly have procrastinated. Today is April 14th. But if you have, head on over to uwswac.org and you can click on when you first bring up our website, there's a banner that goes across. And that happens whether you're on your PC or on a mobile phone. Mm-hmm. Same setup. And there will be a banner that comes by and it is My Free Taxes. And so you click on that and then you can proceed to the My Free Tax website and file your taxes for free. So it is pretty user friendly. With anything, there's always a few kinks, but it's pretty good. Again, completely mobile friendly, or you can do it from a laptop or PC. You're just entering, gather up all your documents. You're entering in all of your information from your W-2s, and that's awesome, really easy to use, and that will be up through the close of the tax season next week. We also have some other things going on for April. We're doing our calendar raffle drawing. So every business day of April, we're drawing for cash prizes. So sad to say that we're halfway through as of today. Like, where is April gone?
Yeah.
So if you want to check out and see if you've been a winner, you can check that out on our website as well. You can just click on the calendar raffle and you'll see who the winners are. We also are posting those on social media. Wednesday of this week, we had our shred day.
Yeah, how did that go?
That went amazingly well. Now, of course, the weather was fabulous.
Yeah.
So we were busy right away. We were busy the whole time. We were still busy when the shred truck was full.
Huh. That is nice.
We had 4,050 pounds.
Whoa!
Of paper.
Is that a
donated
record?
For shredding? Yes.
Nice. Very cool.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. So, what's really awesome about that is, two things. One, it gets sensitive documents out of people's homes where they could become, potentially victims of identity theft. Yeah. I don't think that that's our future story of things in your home that might kill you, but, you never know.
Pretty sure it's
get
not.
That stuff out of the house and you don't hang on to it. So so it gets sensitive documents out of the home. But the other thing is that Prevail Bank, who hosts the event, donates $1 a pound for the first 1,000 pounds, and then Bank Account Corporation donates $1 a pound for the next 1,000 pounds. So United Way leveraged $2,000 in donations out of that event.
How amazing is that?
Yeah. Now that we're pulling in 4,000 pounds, though, I'm thinking I need to look for a third sponsor.
I was going to say,
for the next 3,000 pounds. So. It's just a really cool event. It's great to see people, and it's always kind of reminds me of our McDonald's day sometimes. Yeah. Like, there's people that I see at that event, and I don't see them the whole rest of the year. And Shred Day is kind of like that. Like, I'll see someone, I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you since last year at Shred Day. So that's really cool. Great opportunity to chat with folks and talk about the good that United Way is doing, and just win for everyone. So that's been really awesome. Also, for the month of April, we are accepting new and gently used children's books. Those will be used for our great book giveaway that happens in June. So if you have new or gently used children's books that you'd like to donate, you can do that at our office through Friday, April 28th. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. So you can drop off books during that time. And, we really appreciate that, because the goal is to get those books into kids' hands for summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have books to keep, and they keep them till they're done with them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. We've been doing this event so long. We're seeing books, that a child has maybe received at our event, aged out of, and now they're getting donated back.
That is cool.
So it's kind of fun. And yeah. and then that way, you never want to, you had kids, but you never want to throw books away.
No.
Like, that's so, no. I mean, sometimes when they've been chewed on enough, you have to throw them away. But, just in general, like those baby board books and stuff, there's just something really special about those. And so to be able to move them forward to other children who maybe don't have as many books, it's just really cool.
It's one of the best things you can do with those books.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. And when we wrap up today, we'll touch on a couple other things with the United Way. Thank you for that, Terry. Appreciate that rundown.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show, getting into our National Day of Calendar coming up right here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We got the band back together, Terry and James here with you. Time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this 14th of April. And it is, we've got some month things here we got to get to that are kind of good.
Wow, lots of month stuff.
Oh, yeah. So April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. I don't know why it's the 14th and I'm just finding this out. That's an important one.
Absolutely.
National Decorating Month. Good month to get out there and get some of those.
Get some fresh paint on the walls.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe putting some on the walls. Maybe something different.
Yeah.
Summer tire changeover month, getting those winter tires off, unless you're here in Wisconsin and you just kind of like...
I was just going to say, do you think people do that anymore?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I could, but then,
I remember when I was a kid and it was like putting the snow tires on, and now nobody does that.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe it's just the engineering of tires is different.
I was going to say, I know the tires that I just recently got are all weather, all year tires, so yeah. But for those that do. It is Active Dog Month. I do remember talking about this one in the past. Your dog is going to usually keep your speed, your pace. And all dogs, every dog, needs a little action.
I was going to say, shouldn't all dogs be active?
All dogs should be active. Some dogs are older and some dogs don't need as much, certainly. But all dogs, especially puppies, need interaction. That doesn't always mean taking for a 5-mile walk. It doesn't always mean playing with them for 10 hours. Sometimes it means the consistency of keeping them active.
We have a very high energy active dog, Golden Retriever. And we laughed about that when he was a puppy. It's like, okay, how far do we walk him? Because are we building his endurance? Like, you want to tire him out, but you don't necessarily want to build their stamina more.
Right. I made that mistake with Sam. He's a little guy, and he has so much energy, and his feet move so fast. So, we're walking, I'm like, oh, well, we got to walk back yet.
And he's taken like 50 strides to year two.
Yeah, yeah. It is a month of the military child. That's a very good one.
Yeah, that's I think until you actually live it, you don't really realize, like a lot of things.
It's certainly a month. Every month is a month to appreciate not only our soldiers and their families that are back here holding down the fort and everything, but what our soldiers go through when they get here, what our families go through, all the above.
Absolutely.
Everything. It isn't just enough to do it once a month. It isn't enough to talk about this once in a while. Until we're at a place where...
our soldiers are treated different, better, and have more more support in many, many different fields. We should be doing this every month. Every month should be month of the military child, month of military this, what have you. Straw hat month.
Oh, I kind of like that.
It's not bad. You know, sneaky thing about me, I can pull off a cowboy hat. I played a cowboy. I played a sheriff. I have played a couple of. For some reason, people like to cast me in Western
things. I can see you wearing a cowboy hat.
And I have one of those faces that I can pull. Like, I can't pull off many hats. That I can pull off for some reason. I have no idea why. they are fun to wear, though. You know, there's actually a really cool history behind the cowboy hat. We don't have enough time for me to dive into it right now, and I don't want to bore the audience, but if you're actually interested, it is kind of cool where that comes from.
Check it out.
Adopt a ferret month. Yeah, I kind of had a feeling where you were going to go with that. I've been around ferrets a lot. I don't think that they're bad animals. I don't think that they smell that much, and they seem very sweet, but I think that they are very much acquired taste.
I mean, yeah, I don't mind them. I wouldn't want one. I'm fine with somebody else having one. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, and I'm not afraid, like I would hold it and that kind of thing, but I just wouldn't need one.
I can think of a lot of animals like that, actually. Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it. National Couple Appreciation Month.
Aw.
That's not bad. That's not a bad one. That's good. Appreciate your partners, everybody. Poetic Earth Month. So where we have Earth Day in this month and everything, so it's a good opportunity to not only, you know, maybe do some writing, but maybe some writing about the Earth. That doesn't have to mean conservation. That can mean anything. It can mean appreciation. It can mean a billion different things.
So you think this one is just a mashup? Because we've got Earth Day, but we also have National Poetry Month. This is Poetic Earth Month.
I'm beginning to think that nobody talks to each other with these things. Like, they just do it, and they put it up there, and then, like, somebody else puts up something, and they're like, hey, wait a minute.
So, if we go down the list, and we just take the ones that are next to each other and just mash them together?
Yeah. I think that's all right.
You know, like, we've got we've got the couple appreciation and adopt a ferret.
Yes.
We got to mash that into one.
I think that's what we should be doing for all of these every day. Maybe. You try to mash these up as much as you can and get as many of them in as you can. Poetry Earth Month, it's National Poetry Month. So to Terry's point, I guess you can combine those two. Stress Awareness Month is always that's always a good idea to keep an eye on your stress levels. National Jazz Appreciation Month, my favorite form of music, easily by far and away. Love jazz. Jazz is chaos. Jazz is it's life. It's one of my favorite things is listening to a song that I've heard a million times and still being blown away by it. And only jazz really does that to me. There's a couple songs like by Miles Davis and John Coltrane, and they have a start and they have an end, but they didn't write the middle. And they just improvised it. And it sounds amazing. The chemistry. It's like hearing the Allman Brothers sing together. The harmonies, the chemistry, it's so darn good.
So when you're listening, is it taking you to the same place all the time? Or are you...
It frees my mind up.
Okay.
That's a really cool question because it doesn't really take me anywhere. It just frees me up.
Perfect.
I have a really hard time being in the moment. I have a hard time just focusing and just centering and just being right here, right now. My brain's always thinking about next step, sure. Next step, that kind of thing. With jazz, especially if I'm alone listening to it or I'm in the car listening to it, I just feel centered.
That's awesome. It's a good reset. Focused. Yeah.
Autism Acceptance Month. It's a good one.
Very important. Yes.
Understanding more about autism, I think, is a great way to celebrate that. National Garden Month. That's a good one.
It's time to get going.
Yeah.
Get your gardens cleaned up.
I want to encourage people to get out there, but I'm still worried about Sunday and Monday.
Well, I don't know that I'd plant anything yet.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about
just
that.
Just get it prepped.
And for today, it is National Look Up at the Sky Day.
It's a good morning for that.
It is a good morning for that. That's not bad at all. So we're in a really fast-paced, you know, consumer-driven culture. It's a good opportunity every once in a while to take a look up at the sky and just appreciate that.
You know, it's kind of exactly what you just said jazz does for you.
Yeah.
It could be just a centering point, yeah. Right? Just take a minute, reset.
National Dolphin Day. Visit an aquarium or ocean, watch Flipper, or read all about the different species of dolphins to celebrate the smart, fun, and unique marine mammals.
Flipper.
I want to say,
boy, I'm trying to see if they have the stat here, but there's something along the lines of where dolphins have almost the same empathy as we do, and the same brain, like not brains, but brain weight, brain capabilities as us.
Have you seen the movie Dolphin Tale?
No,
it's based on a
no.
true story. Oh, it's really good. And then you can watch that dolphin actually on a cam. You know, like you can go online and watch it at its aquarium and stuff because it was injured. So, but it's a really cool movie.
I have to check that out.
It's nice, family friendly.
Big shout out to the Milwaukee County Zoo who has cameras going 24/7
on their penguins. On their
yes, on the penguins. that Jazz and those that Milwaukee County Zoo penguins. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm relaxed. I'm calm. It is day of silence
and we're out.
we got to celebrate day of silence. The whole rest of the next 2 hours it's just commercial breaks and then just silence.
No silence, just silence.
Give your vocal cords a break and support the cause against LGBTQ bullying. Join a silent sit-in, put up posters, or simply stay quiet to promote awareness.
I think this was organized by students.
Yes.
Or originated that way. So that's kind of cool.
Over 150 students participated in the first year. I'm sorry, I should go back. Day of Silence was first organized by a group of students at the University of Virginia. The day was originally for a class project on nonviolent protesting. Over 150 students participated in the first year. A year later, the group took the project nationally, spreading the holiday to over 100 universities.
Cool.
I don't think this one is hard for anybody. And I say that only because nobody is telling you have to like switch teams here. Like nobody's trying to convert anybody. Yep. Like by now, I would like to think that the science has told us people are born a certain way. And you can't change that much more than you can change your eye color. It is what it is. I think accepting these things, understanding these things, does not mean that you have to completely change your moral fabric or live your life completely different. It just means you got to open brain a little bit more, open your heart a little bit more.
Well, and it's kind of cool the format that they chose because we're so loud about everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so this is attention getting in the opposite way of, you know, the silence and the being intentional and non-threatening way of protest. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Well thought out.
And we see the hate numbers rising with these for people in that community. That shouldn't be okay with anybody. Regardless of where you stand on these things or anything like that, you should not be okay with innocent people being hurt. There's no scenario in life where you should be okay with that. That knocks down your nobility. That knocks down your credentials. And honestly, to me, it knocks down your Americanism, because that's not America. That we are not that country. We are the country that takes in everybody and accepts everybody. Does it mean we all get along? No.
No.
No, of course not. We're Americans. Of course we don't. But we tolerate each other. We live with each other. We make this work.
Recognize differences. Yeah, sure.
And we have some empathy for each other because that's what it is. It's what we do. Looking at, it's gardening day today, too. I'm going to throw that in.
Oh, by the way.
By the way, it's gardening day. Because we were talking about gardening already
much. True story.
On Saturday, it is, let me see here, it is National That Sucks Day. Okay. National ALS Day. National Husband Appreciation Day. Tax Day. I noticed you didn't say anything to me.
I'm just waiting. You're scrolling, I'm waiting for wife appreciation. Where is that exactly?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's got to be on here, right?
We get a month? Yeah, oh, okay.
Right. It should be. National Record Store Day is also on Saturday.
Hey, you didn't. Wait, go back. Can't skip that. What is the matter with you?
I skipped past Titanic Remembrance Day. I'm so sorry. You're right. I gotta wait on that.
Rude.
That was rude. That was very rude on me. On Sunday, what do we got on Sunday? It is Coin Week. It is, that's Coin Week. It starts on Sunday. Save the Elephants Day. That is a fantastic one. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day on Sunday. Okay.
On Sunday. That's by design, by the way. That doesn't move with the 16th. That stays on Sunday.
National Librarian Day is on Saturday, Sunday. So we send a shout out to our friends at Vermillion Memorial Library and all the great librarians out there. And a shout out to my mom. And on Sunday, it is National Orchid Day.
Oh, nice. I actually was recently given an orchid plant. Mm. And, you know, when it's a gift, like it's given to you when it's blooming, right?
Yeah.
And then the blossoms fall off. And then I'm like, oh, how am I going to get this flower again? And guess what? I have three beautiful flowers on it right now.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
I don't get blown away by flowers or anything like that, but there's a couple in my life that I've seen that really have, and orchids and are
well,
just...
Well, because they're so... They just appear so delicate.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're as delicate as they appear. Yeah, you know what I mean? They're a little more hardy than that, but I was so, like, just thrilled when I started seeing that shoot coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
There's not.
It's sad.
Like,
I'm getting old.
All right, no. It's sometimes it's the little things. I get it. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back after Melissa's news and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Anytime I need to see your face, I just
close my eyes, and I am taken to a place where your crystal mind. I'm sure I knew this song.
Yeah.
Like all of it.
Yeah, yeah. No. The cherry cola part is the only part anybody knows of that song. That's it. They don't know the refrain. They don't know one other lyric of that song. You go ahead. You go. You act like you do, but you don't. You only know the Coca-Cola part. That's it. The cherry Coca-Cola part. That's it.
What is the matter with Seth?
He's got to put the hits in. If it was a 90s hit, it's got to go into the bumpers. That was the rule. Even if we can't handle it. And those of us that lived through the 90s had to hear
that song
a billion times. It's fair. I get what he's doing. We got fun things coming up a little bit later. This one, definitely going to, there's no, I don't know if there's any kid gloves we can use with this one. If you're driving around in a car, new car, congratulations. Now, the bad news, it might be, slowly killing you. wow, what is going on with this? This study out of Harvard is fascinating. They just found out that the new car smell everyone knows and loves may cause cancer. They left a brand new car parked outside for 12 days, then measured the air quality inside, and it wasn't good. They found large amounts of two known carcinogens. There was 35% more formaldehyde in the air than what's considered safe, and 61% more of another cancer-causing chemical, as something called acetaldehyde.
So you need to leave your windows cracked? If you park outside?
Need to, yeah.
Well, I guess you think...
Need to get rid
I'm
of
assuming
that new car
the
smell.
Sun is contributing... You know, because it said left the car outside in the sun.
Yeah.
So if that's something... You know what I mean? Like if there's some kind of reaction going on or something.
Mm. Now, that could be enough to up your cancer risk long term, especially if you spend a lot of time on the road. And anyone who leases new cars every few years would have an even higher risk. Don't freak out if you've got a new car smell air freshener. That's not what they're talking about. They only looked at actual new cars. It apparently has to do with chemicals in the plastic and other materials that need time to air out. They say it's the worst in the first 6 months.
Isn't that interesting?
If you're in a new car, holding your breath right now, first of all, breathe. And here are a few more things you can do.
Only go on short trips, because if you're holding your breath the whole way.
One of the things that immediately pops in my head about this, because they kind of tell you this. Imagine if, because there's certain things in life I can't picture human beings giving up. Like if they told us one day guns or cars or something like that caused cancer, I don't know how many people are going to give those things up.
Like, would
up.
You stop like, driving?
Right.
Completely.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it turns out horses are the only safe way to do this. They had it right
fun,
the first time. I think it would be.
I've been reading
horses.
A lot of books, though, from like the early 1900s right now.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of just right down the tipping point.
Well, and I can't think of anything more freeing or more amazing than riding a horse. So I'm all on this.
But if I had to saddle up everybody, I mean,
no,
there's more
no.
to it than just riding.
Oh, yeah. You got to take care
so
of
yes.
that animal.
So would you give it up?
Yeah.
If you thought it was going to shave 5 years off your life?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you give up driving a car altogether?
Easily.
And only bike or ride a horse?
Easily. But I would need the caveat that I could still like take a train, fly airplanes. Like I want to be able to still travel. I couldn't stay in any. I don't care where it is. You could tell me this city, this town, whatever is paradise. There's no one city or town that I could ever just stay in and never travel
and never go
move.
Anywhere. Yeah.
I don't care if it's Rome, Paris, whatever. You know, I love traveling too much. I like bopping around too much.
You know, and new car smell. Mm. I remember there was, we used to have a, like a full service car wash in town, and and you could, that was one of your options, like for the freshener, air freshener.
Yeah.
You know that they would. I always loved that.
Oh, it's a great air freshener smell. Yeah, yeah, it's a great air freshener. Apparently, it's not the greatest for you otherwise, though. Here are a few better ways to deal with it than just trying to hold your breath the whole time. Keep your car well vented. Crack your windows to let crack your windows to let the air, fresh air in. Or if you're using AC, make sure the air buttons are off. You don't want to recirculate old air. You want new air coming in.
Oh, so turn off the recirculation so that you're pulling in new air. Yeah.
Try to park in the shade. The study found heat makes it worse. So on hotter days, try to air your car out before you start driving. Again, to your point about being outside. It's a good catch by you. Keep your car clean. Chemicals can stick to dust, so if your dashboard gets dusty, they can linger even longer.
Who doesn't have a dusty dashboard?
Exactly, yeah. As long as you do that stuff, you probably don't need to worry too much. But people online are joking it's another good reason to buy used vehicles.
well, I mean, fair enough.
That's not bad. That's actually, I like that. That's kind of funny.
So when you think about that, if you're going shopping for a brand new car, and it's been sitting on the lot closed up for how many days?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
So it's an interesting article. It's certainly information that I think is important and we should get out to the audience. I do feel what is causing it? Like, where is it specifically coming from? You're just saying it's from a new car.
So, there's like, nothing, the formaldehyde and the whatever this other chemical is.
Is it the
like
car seats? Is it, I mean, what is it exactly
in the plastic,
that's causing this?
Like the dash? You know, like all of the plastic?
It sounds like they're saying it's all these combinations of things and it being brand new and sitting in the sun. Like
I don't mean to question their credibility. It is Harvard, but it sounds a little convoluted to me.
It sounds a little overly complicated to me. It sounds just tell us what it exactly is causing this. If they don't know, what are you doing coming out with a study to just scare a bunch of people?
And then if someone's diagnosed with cancer, how do they pin it back to the car?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Especially in this day and age where there's a lot of factors that can go into that for people.
And I mean, I guess lucky for me, I'm not a new car buyer. Never have been.
Yeah.
I'm a, you know, good quality, gently used car buyer.
So. I had an opportunity to get a new vehicle this last go around with Blue and everything. And I was like, no, I like used vehicles. And I'm so glad I did that. I'm just more... there's enough new vehicles out there. There's enough of those that going on. My ego doesn't need a new vehicle. My ego doesn't need a brand new big pickup truck. I'm okay.
Now, I've not also been where like my car is like literally died dead and I had to get something right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I've had time to.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
What you
well,
mean.
Yeah, yeah. And you were fortunate because there was someone that was willing to let you borrow until you could find something. But it's like some people, I understand, you have like. They need something to drive tomorrow, so they have to take what's available. But I've just always, I don't know, I guess we've just always kind of thought about it ahead and been like, you know, start looking, I don't know, a year before I think I want to replace it.
My ex-wife and I, Mandy, we had, our son, and we knew our another one was coming. And, you know, you have a little
minivan.
One. You got to get around and everything. We are going to look for something like that and everything. We ended up with, like, a little Geo. Like, it was horrible.
Wow.
But it was all we could afford.
Yeah, no, I get it. But
stuff.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Point, you know,
I'm thinking about slinging car seats in that thing.
Yeah, oh man, it was, yeah, that thing was, yeah. If you want to see this complete article, I would encourage you to reach just type in your search bar some of these keywords, study out of Harvard, new car smell causes cancer, those kind of things, because there's a lot of different Harvard study is one thing. There's other reporting on it from that.
Well, and use it as a piece of your learning, right? Like it doesn't mean that you have to dive in 100% on just this one article, but check it out if it's of interest to you.
We'll take a break here. We'll come back. Got more fun on the way with the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great day out there. Terry and James here with you at 7:47 on the clock. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. CBS News will come in and catch up on all your world news. Then we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center with a live and direct update. Find out what's up with Mother Nature this weekend.
Friend or foe?
Yes.
When it's snow April 16th.
After we're done talking, I believe to Paul Trombley, I believe Paul will be the one joining us. After we're done hanging out with Paul, we are going to get into 9 unique, or actually it's 10 unique relationship rules.
Oh.
They've got some interesting things on this list. It should be pretty funny. That should be fun. And then after that, we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Get some free Culver's in your life. All that coming up, but right now, how many of you are procrastinating? How many of you are procrastinators? How many of you took the time to answer that because you were procrastinating?
Or haven't answered it yet?
Yeah, yeah. Here are 4 tips on how to get past that. Identify the pain points. Ask yourself why you're procrastinating. Like if you need to clean the house but hate folding laundry, try to tackle everything but that.
Really? See, and my frame of thought around that is do it first and get it out of the way.
I'm that kid that got home Friday after school, got my homework done right away so the whole weekend I could play.
I think
in theory.
My procrastination has evolved. You know what I mean? Like I used to be much more of a procrastinator, but I also kind of had an adrenaline junkie. You know what I mean? Like thrive on that. Like the pressure, the stress of it was fine. Like that never bothered me. Now I'm like, just get it done. You know what I mean? I'd much rather, especially the stuff I don't want to do. I try to just do that first.
I used to plan out every segment, work every moment, like from here to over the back fence when we were on 7 to noon and everything. And I found that, that with the over planning, it was good. Everything moved smoothly, but it didn't feel natural. It didn't feel like real radio, like what we want to do around here and everything. When I started to just focus on bookending things, starting, ending, leaving the middle kind of more open, letting a little more just, you know, improv and fun happen and everything. I feel like that's where we really found our voice as a show. We didn't overdo it, but I don't have a problem so much with procrastinating as I do with there's always something to do. And if you're living that kind of life, you're always going to be busy because there is always something to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm almost on the opposite end of it.
But like things that you have to get done, you know, or like the cleaning example that you just used. Like if I hated folding laundry, I would just do it first.
It's the first thing I want to get done.
Get it out of the way.
And it's out of the way. Yeah. Write down simple things you can accomplish in a few minutes and then try to cross those off your list.
There's something about that.
Yes.
There's something about checking things off the list.
Yep.
That's a thing for me. Like in my work day, at home, whatever. Like if I can be like, oh, that's done, that's done, that's done.
It's a good feeling.
That's a good strategy for me.
I maintain that life is not always about winning the Super Bowl. Sometimes it's about the little wins. It's the little victories that get us through the day, get us through the week sometimes.
I mean, there's some things though that on the list that move to the next things list.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. You have to. Yeah. Or that's why you have kids. That's why.
Very good point.
Do the smallest step first. Like if you need to do your taxes, start with just gathering your documents. Usually once you've started, you'll want to keep going. But if not, at least you're closer to being finished than you were. That's a great one. That has a shelf life, especially
if we're
talking taxes. But I mean, with anything really, because everything is when you really think about it, most things are time sensitive.
I think sometimes you get the momentum going to get, you know, to continue and get stuff done, but then sometimes not. Do you ever remember when you were a kid? And maybe you didn't do this, but I can remember like over the summer, you know, I was going to like clean out my closet or something, you know. So like 9-year-old you takes every single thing out of your closet and does it go back in?
No. No.
But you know what I mean? But I mean, there's plenty of adult examples like that too. Okay, I'm going to whatever. Clean out the junk drawer, because everybody has one, even if they say they don't.
Yes.
But you know, you start doing it, you start organizing it, and then it's like, oh, this is taking me 4 hours instead of 40 minutes.
I have my space in this world is usually very clean, kept up, and everything. I have it's just makes my brain works better with simple, you know, not less mess and all that. But my top drawer, I don't know what's going on in there.
Well,
I'm pretty sure there's a gargoyle in there. There's definitely some like gnomes stealing things from there. And there's at least 4 or 5 things that I've been looking for about a year. Yeah, that are in that top drawer that I have not gone in to
to find yet, but I do need to.
But you know, but everybody has that in some variation. Yeah. You know, a drawer, hopefully not a whole room, but you know, it happens. But it is just kind of funny because sometimes it is way more than, which probably prohibits people from tackling it in the first place because it's just more than you feel like you can do.
Yeah. Use the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique. It involves setting a timer for 25 minutes and working on the task for that entire time without any interruption or distractions. Then you take a 5-minute break as a reward before starting the next 25-minute work period.
That's kind of smart. Don't you think?
Hey, whatever works. Like, if you got a, and I don't mean conning yourself necessarily, but if this is what it takes,
well,
go for it.
So I can, or is it conning yourself or is it rewarding yourself? I mean, because I'm not a big TV person.
Yeah.
But there was a series recently that I really wanted to watch, and it annoys the heck out of me that they dump these whole seasons in at once.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, all of a sudden there's 10 episodes sitting there. It's like, oh. So there, I wanted to watch it, and I was just like, okay, but you have to do something in between. Mm. So I'd watch one, and then I'd go do something for an hour, and then I'd let myself watch another one.
Yes.
And it's so dumb. I mean, I could have just sat there and watched three of them.
I've done the same darn thing.
Because I would have. I would have literally, and very rarely am I drawn in by something like that, but it's like, I would have sat there for 3 or 4 episodes, but...
There's shows that I've been, like, especially with how long we wait for some of these shows to come back and everything. Like, you're waiting a year, 2 years sometimes. The second season comes back, and, you know, I got all 10 episodes. I have a hard time not watching, like, a bunch of them, so I have things in between.
Yeah, that's totally what I do.
Or I just kind of, I try to force myself to, like, go a day without watching an episode or something, like, just to try to stretch it out, just to try to make it last.
I also kind of have a Sunday chore list, like housekeeping wise, just some things. I mean, I feel like I do a lot more than those, but at a minimum, like those have to get done. And sometimes I will find myself at like 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Still trying to get the last ones done.
And that version of me that I told you about, that kid that got his homework done like right as soon as he got home from school, that was grade school me. That was not so much me as a high schooler and that and everything. It was I had to work a lot harder at that to maintain that kind of thing. But every person is different. Everybody is going to be handling this differently. And I generally think that everybody has some bits of these things in them. Some people have some great work ethic and great motivating and, you know, internal motivating. And some people have some procrastination. I'm like, everybody's got a little of this in them and certain it depends on what the topic is.
Yeah.
Like if we're talking, you know, this certain thing that you really love and enjoy, chances are you're not very, you know, you're going to jump right in on that. But we all got things we don't like doing. I did think this Pomodoro technique is kind of interesting, though. I wanted to look at what that is. I've never heard of that before. The Pomodoro technique is a time management method based on 25-minute stretches of focused work broken by 5-minute breaks. Longer breaks, typically 15 to 30 minutes, are taken after 4 consecutive work intervals.
Hmm. Oh, so after 2 hours... Mm-hmm. Right? Then you take a half an hour break or something. But it is interesting. And really, I think that all of our minds can get around, even if you're a big procrastinator, 25 minutes really isn't that long.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you can tell yourself, okay, I'm going to work on this for 25 minutes. Then I get a 5-minute break. Whatever. Go for a walk. Get something to eat. Whatever it is. And then come back at it. But 25 minutes really, isn't long.
Ask any guest that joins us on Morning Magazine. Like, the time flies by.
You know, or it's long.
Yeah, for some, maybe. It is. I am the host. I mean, it does, you know. I was trying to think of why they call it the Pomodoro method. That's the Italian word for tomato. And I'm like, well, why are they calling it the tomato method? And I didn't quite understand or something. It's because of the way the tomato is. And it breaks down in like fours. And so, and they're kind of looking at it like that.
Oh, how they kind of chunk it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. And really, I for me, like one of my motivators is certainly the time sensitivity of things and the need to get them done, but without trying to pressure myself. So I know something is due on next Friday. I'll be working on it this weekend, I guarantee you. And by Friday, maybe it's done, maybe it isn't, but at least I put some work in. I got you know, the beginning of it going, and that can be a little bit of a relief for me. I don't know for many people, like everybody's going to be different, what gets them motivated, what gets them off the procrastination couch.
I've kind of changed a lot with that. Like, with some things, like you said, you'd work on it now for next Friday. I think my typical response would have been, I'll work on it Wednesday and Thursday, because then it's all fresh, because then I have it for Friday, right? Like, I'm not having to revisit it. I'm not having to. Now, there are some things, let's say it's a presentation, you need a draft form and you need to, you know what I mean? Like, you need a few iterations of it. So that makes sense. But I will say that since I had kids, I usually set my deadline a day earlier. So if I need it for Friday, I'm making sure it's done by end of the day Wednesday, because what if someone's sick? What if this, you know, like what if for something calls me away on Thursday and then I'm not ready for Friday? Because that's not my thing. Like, I'm not going into something unprepared. Like,
I agree.
Not happening.
I agree. No, that's the last thing I want to ever happen, especially with the work that I do. So I do the morning show that way, where I over prep and I've got all that stuff planned out. Morning Magazine, I look into these interviews because I have to research. I have to know what I'm talking about with, you know, two different people every day on two very different subjects every day. So I try to keep up on all that. But I actually have found the technique you're talking about. Doing a lot of homework the day before, it's fresh in my brain, and the interview seems to be more flow better.
Well, and you have a little bit more of an organic conversation then,
yes.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, when you don't over plan for that.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of what I like about coming doing this show, because I don't have to do any planning.
Yeah, there you go. That's nice.
I just show up.
Show up, bring that charm, and we're good. I think for me too, any procrastinating ended when I became a parent.
Yeah.
I don't see, even with my kids in their 20s and they don't really need me much anymore or anything like that. They're still my motivator. They get me moving. No matter what is going on in my life, no matter how bad the day is, no matter what is happening, I think of any three of those faces or all three of those faces or anything like that, and it's go time. Put your game face on. Let's get out there. Let's do this.
You know, I was very fortunate. A company that I worked for, 20 years ago, they actually spent a lot of time with their team members on like time management stuff, but not necessarily jam it down your throat, but more teaching strategies. And so for a strategy that works for you might not work for me, but something else might work for me. And that has stuck with me. Now the method of it might be different. You know, I'm not necessarily using that exact same paper format, but it is very interesting that when you find something that resonates with you, you know, and maybe it's this, you know, 25 minute technique or whatever. But if you find something that works, use it. It reduces your stress.
I couldn't agree more. And what's the harm in giving something like this a try?
Yeah.
Too, you know, you give it a shot, try it a couple of times. If it's not working, it's not working.
Maybe,
or maybe adjust it. Maybe you need to, you know, tinker with it a little bit for yourself.
Baby steps to get a little bit done.
Yeah. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning on the WFHR.